This is Bob Larson with your Marketland report for Thursday, May 17th. While the market steadies a bit for grain traders on Wednesday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat has been steady. It seems that futures firmed up a little bit on some short covering. However, this little turnaround triggered a little bit of selling. So today the market opened a little bit stronger. Some selling came in. The weather is really bullish for wheat. It's hot and dry in the southwestern states, except globally our supplies are still pretty large. So fundamentally it's bearish. That's why we have a little bit of a up and down look in the wheat market right now. But that's not to say that once we get the start to get the spring weather coming in, that we could be off to the races. We don't really have the numbers for the winter wheat yet. So as soon as we get that, then we have a little bit better of an idea of where we're going for the summer planting.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 0.75 points at 496. July corn was down 3 at 399. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 587 1/4. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were up 4 1/4, ranging from 639 to 659. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were up 5, ranging from 761 1/4 to 776 1/4. Live cattle for June were down $1.15 at 101.75. May feeder cattle were down 82.5 cents to 132.70, and May Class 3 milk was down 3 cents at 15.22. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.